You know, we all need motivation and inspiration to grow in the knowledge and understanding of God's Word. So I've developed a devotional journal called You Are God's Masterpiece Devotional Journal, which is full of scriptures and inspirational poetry to inspire you and motivate you beyond measure. And you can get your devotional journal by going to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Click on the shop tab at the top and search for You Are God's Masterpiece Devotional Journal. Again, go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Click on the shop tab at the top and search for You Are God's Masterpiece Devotional Journal, which is on sale for only $15. And I know without a doubt that it will definitely inspire and motivate you and take you to higher spiritual heights.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically-based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry encourages women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically-based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Today, our message is entitled, God Wants You to Prosper. Plant your seed. Nurture your seed. Expect your harvest. You know, 3 John 1:2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Prosper means to have good success, to be profitable, succeed in reaching. And it's clear that God wants us to be profitable and have good success. But success is not gained by having a lot of material things such as a big house or 3 cars and 3 closets full of clothes. Success is really using your God-given purpose, your God-given gifts for the glory of God. As a matter of fact, I wrote a poem entitled Success, and it goes like this. Determination, initiative, motivation, perseverance, self-confidence. No, I'm not just listing nouns, but qualities needed for achievement of success. Success, that achievement that everyone desires and wishes to experience. While traveling the road of success, one experiences many mountains which must be climbed. Although it seems impossible at times, it can be accomplished. Only if one possesses perseverance, self-confidence, determination, initiative, and motivation. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, "And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to me in abundance, so that I may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnish an abundance for every good work and charitable donation." So according to the Word of God in 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is the source for all of our blessings. He will abundantly provide all that we need to do and what He has called us to do. It's very important for us to plant our seed. As a matter of fact, Joyce Meyer wrote a book entitled Prepare to Prosper. And in this book, she indicated that it's important to plant seeds in the kingdom of God. Once you plant seeds, then the harvest will result. If you never plant seeds, you'll never reap a harvest. In Galatians 6:7, the Word of God says, "Whatever you sow, you shall reap." For example, if you sow love and kindness in the lives of others, people will love you and be kind to you. On the other hand, if you sow jealousy and strife, you will experience this in your life. When you sow your time and talents by serving others through ministry, you reap the benefits that come from helping others, such as encouragement and joy. If you sow, give financially into a ministry, then you will receive an increase in your personal finance. However, when you sow financially, it's important for you to make sure that the ministry you're sowing into teaches sound doctrine, that is the true and whole Word of God. In this way, you ensure that you are sowing in good fertile ground and that you will indeed reap a harvest. For whatever you plant, you will reap a harvest. Whatever you sow, you reap a harvest. Luke 6:38 says, "Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give unto your bosom." When you give, this sets in motion the process of receiving. If you never give, you'll never receive. And the Word of God says it is more blessed to give than to receive in Acts 20:35. God makes us prosperous not only physically but also spiritually through increased revelation and understanding of the Word of God, and materially through land and goods. Many Christians have a poverty mentality. However, each and every one of us must make a decision to allow our spirit, mind, and mouth to line up in agreement with God, line up with the Word of God. If God says in His Word that I want you to prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers, God definitely wants His children to prosper in every aspect of life. And elevation and understanding of the Word of God, health-wise, He wants His children to be healthy. He wants His children to prosper financially in every aspect of their life. Each and every one of us, we must make a decision to allow our spirit, mind, and mouth to line up in agreement with God. His thoughts are not our thoughts, and His ways are not our ways. When we believe and trust in the Word of God, we are undefeatable. So again, when you believe and trust and depend upon the Word of God, you are undefeatable. We must develop a prosperous mentality and maintain an expectant attitude. Then and only then will we reap a constant, abundant harvest. You have to develop a prosperous mentality. Align your thoughts and belief system with God's Word. God says in His Word that He finds pleasure in prospering His servant. Nurture your seed. Nurture means to make sure that the seed gets the proper nourishment it needs to grow. It is important to nurture your seed through faith in the Word of God so it will grow. If you don't nurture your seed, it will not grow and eventually wither and die. In Hebrews 10:38, it says, "The just shall live by faith." Just refers to God's children, and faith refers to believing, trusting, and depending on God's Word. So God's children must believe, trust, and depend on God's Word every day throughout their lives, not just 1 week or 2 weeks or 1 year or 2 years, but every day of your life. And that faith is going to grow like a seed, because God has given every man a measure of faith. And faith is like a grain of mustard seed. It's a very small seed, very small in size. But when you plant it, it grows exponentially, just like our faith in the Word, God's Word, should grow without limits, without bounds. And it's a process to get there. It's important to confess the Word of God over your seed, because there's power in the Word of God. When you exercise faith in the Word of God, you are availing yourself to power contained in the Word of God. The power contained in the Word of God will cause your seed to grow and flourish. Psalm 92:12 says, "Those who are planted in the house of God shall flourish like the palm tree." And Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." So when the Word of God goes out of your mouth, when you confess the Word of God, that's a seed that you're planting. So whatever you say Whatever you confess will manifest. That's why you have to be careful what you say, because the power of life and death is in the tongue. If you say, oh, I'm just hanging in there, well, that's not good. If someone asks, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. I'm blessed by God. I'm blessed and highly favored by God. I'm healed by God. And then the manifestation of what you're saying will come about. Expect your harvest. So we talked about earlier about planting your harvest, nurturing your harvest. Now it's time to expect your harvest. It's a three-part process. Plant, nurture, and expect your harvest. Expect means to look forward to. After you've planted your seed and nurture it, you will reap a harvest. The Greek word for harvest is theresmos, which means reaping. So the more you nurture the seed you have sown through trusting, believing, and relying on the Word of God, the greater the harvest you will receive. You know, this is really analogous to the process of sowing. You sow a seed, the Word of God. You sow the seed into the ground. You sow the Word of God into your heart. And when you sow the seed into the ground, it reaps a harvest. If you've sown flower seeds, then you're going to reap beautiful flowers. But as we sow the Word of God into our heart, we receive the harvest of revelation of truth and understanding and wisdom. And God gave me the wisdom formula. Knowing the Word of God plus understanding the Word of God plus applying the Word of God equals wisdom. Once you sow the seed, the Word of God, it will be prosperous. But the ground, the heart, must be constantly nurtured by faith and hope in the Word of God in order to yield fruit that constantly increases, constantly yields more and more fruit. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth. We hope that you've been encouraged by the message. Thank you, and God bless you.